Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? We have made it to I can't talk. Episode 172.
Oh, no.
I'm tired. It's one of those days.
Lily didn't sleep again.
I got an hour.
An hour's, you know, it's something.
But also, I don't know if I ever, like, fully fell asleep, you know, when you're, like, so tired, and then you're just kind of nervous.
Oh, you don't enter the REM.
Well, I was nervous that I wasn't going to wake up, so then I was just, like, in a panic, and then Max woke me up at one point barking, and then I was just, like, sweating, like, what time is it?
For reference, Lily has, you know, gone into deep slumbers once or twice in our Do We Know Them history, where I've literally been like, is she dead? Do we need to
guys, when I tell you, I will set 5 alarms, like all 3 minutes apart, and somehow I'm able to turn all of them off.
And I feel bad because I know she's going to wake up to like 30 texts for me, but they're like very spread out. And I'm just like, hey, just making sure you're okay. And then it's like the Kim K gif where she's just like peeking through bushes.
It's not usually a problem anymore.
Right?
Last year, like when I was in my old apartment, it happened a lot.
Definitely more prominent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, hello, girlies. Welcome back to the show. I don't know. I haven't been drinking. You know when you don't drink for me? When you don't drink for 4 days? No, but then you have a beer and you're like, whoa, let's get freaking lit. Like, that's how I feel right now. I feel a little tipsy. It's Friday night. Hey, girlies.
Oh, it's Friday. Wow. Mm. Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a new drink in a minute because this is already hot. It is so hot, you guys. I can't wait for it to
be. We need to make koozies.
Oh, my God. Guess what I was thinking of the other day?
Oh, what?
Halloween is coming up.
Oh, God.
Well, so
don't
I tweeted actually asking
the
people
most
what
stressful
we should be.
Holiday but, of the year for me.
Yeah. The costumes aside, though, I'm just excited because I love when we start to use our holiday neons again.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
It really is.
And remember when you're, oh, my God, the witch intro? That was.
Hello, mortals, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 87. It's me.
The witch!
I don't know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what. I did not plan that, and it just came out really weird. Oh, I've got some things up my sleeve for this year. Don't you worry.
Oh, God.
I bought a bunch of spooky things, just having them on standby for
already?
When it's the season. Yeah. Oh, that was not.
Jesus.
I need to freshen up on that.
Anyway,
that'll be soon.
What's happening today? She's running the show.
All right. Let's do this once again where I, you know, guys, I'm trying my best here. I'm such a bad leader. I feel like you're better at leading with topics. I'm just kind of like, wait, what happened? Oh, yeah, it was this. So I'm going to try my best. All right.
Can I just tell you a quick side story? I don't know where the nickname came from, but now I'm really trying to think. I'll have to ask them. I doubt they remember. My 2 friends that I went to Missy Elliott with.
Yes.
We were always together, like all of middle school and high school. And for some reason, they didn't ever call me this alone. It was only coupled with this other title, but my nickname, I had a few. And they're all weird.
Oh.
But this one was Layla. They didn't actually call me Layla, though. They called me Leader Lay.
What the fuck?
They're really weird. Another nickname I had was James. None of it makes any sense.
You're good at being Leader Lay, and I'm not.
Well, and then during the Missy Elliott stuff, they were like, oh my God, Leader Lay, we're so glad to have you back. What would we do without you? And I'm like, that's so
were
weird.
Were you like shuffling everything? Like, hey, we need to do this, this, and this.
It was
to make
like
it there.
I bought the tickets. And
hey,
like,
why don't you do that for the Sabrina Carpenter tour?
Anyway, moving on. Leader Lay says go.
I'm just really quick, Leader Lay. I'm raising my hand. I do want to say really quickly, if you can't make it to the Sabrina Carpenter concert, that is okay. I don't think I will be able to forgive you. And I'm just telling you, I am telling you, I will harbor resentment in my heart for you. Isn't that honest? I'm telling you ahead of time.
Got it.
So do with that information what you will. Anyway, okay, we do have topics today. We're going to start with a less serious topic because the other one, which is Sedona and Liv and all of Sedona's victims, actually, who happen to be her ex-girlfriends, it's heavy. It's a lot.
Victims?
And we'll talk about that. Oh, yeah. I think there's like 5. But
Jesus.
I think we're talking about 2 main ones and then another one that was super concerning. And then there was other people that came out that have dated this girl, Sedona, on TikTok. Anyway, long story. And we will get into it because it's something we wanted to cover and we just haven't been able to because other things have gotten in the way. But we do feel it's important to cover. But first, let's have a little fun. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get crazy.
Fun? Isn't this kind of sad too?
No. Sad? No. I think when like there's a love triangle, to me, I'm like, that's just another day watching Love Island. Like, I don't know. I don't see it as sad per se. But there's 3 characters we need to know here. Haley. Oh no, you're gonna have to do your little asset thing. I'm sorry. Haley, Sophia, and Reed. Okay, those are the three main characters. And you know, there's a bit of a love triangle going on here, and it's kind of bizarre. Like when I saw, oh, by the way, Haley's the girl that got punched in New York. Do you remember the one that like developed a horn? I don't know why I described it that way, actually.
Sorry, like got punched by that random guy that was punching people?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was one of them.
What? Yes.
I know, super weird like affiliation, but yeah, that's her.
Oh.
So this is all like the New York influencer scene, which by the way, had no clue is a world of its own and like
say,
literally
is,
has
is
its own
thing?
Snark Reddit. It's like new NYC influencer snark, like they know everything that's going on. The reason we even know any of this is because people like took pictures of these people going on a date and posted it to a subreddit of NYC vloggers. Like
very
it gets so messy.
Girl.
I know, right? Basically, what happened was Haley dates Reed. Okay, wait, can you go down? I have some notes in there. I know I put something. Okay, period. So, my beautiful timeline. Haley and Reed date from February or March of 2023, and they break up sometime in November of 2023. Okay. I'm no mathematician.
Seven-ish
months. That's like 9 months. Oh, period. Okay.
No, actually, I think you were right.
Oh my God. Was I?
I was thinking mm-hmm. November mm-hmm. is 10, but that's October.
So he wasn't like a main part of her content. They were in videos together. They would like cook together. He would build her stuff. And people were like, oh my God, Haley and Reed, how beautiful.
Is he an influencer too?
He's not an I think he has a TikTok, but I don't think he's like super prominent in the NYC. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know shit.
He's not in the NYC influencer scene?
He's in it as in he's well, fucking he everybody is. In it.
Got it, cool.
But other
got
than it. That, okay. I don't think so. So when they broke up, Hallie came on the internet and had to tell her followers like, hey, we broke up. But she didn't do it in like, fuck Reed, and she's like sobbing, you know?
Is it Hallie or Haley?
It's Haley.
You've said both.
It's definitely Haley. And okay. I spelled it Hallie and I say it Hallie. I don't, why do I even spell it like that?
That's there so shouldn't weird. Be two L's.
You know?
Maybe that's how she spells it.
There's
it,
a reason we got to research
it like that every time.
So that I don't have to do this anymore. No, it's Haley. It's Haley. And my sincerest apologies just, for messing that up.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. So Haley comes on the internet and talks about it, but she's not like sobbing. She doesn't like defame Reed or anything. She is very, you know, calm, cool, and collected about it and says, hey, it just didn't work out. We're going our separate ways. Yada, yada, yada. Beautiful. Well, turns out not so beautiful because a few weeks after that enters Sophia LaCourte, who is the most wild character of all time. She is so interesting to me. She absolutely seems like a girl that would step on me like the gum under her shoe if she had the chance.
I mean, with a last name like LaCourte.
Right? It just gives like, you hate me, don't you? Haley, not Hallie, and Sophia LaCourte are influencer friends. We always have this issue on this channel, right? People
like
think
co-workers,
they're like,
basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's interesting you describe it that way because that's exactly how Sophia describes it. But some people are like, you're not co-workers. You don't work in a fucking office. But I know what she means. Like, we are influencer friends. We're associates.
We're like
best.
Good acquaintances, basically.
Exactly. Well, Haley introduced Sophia to Reed because Reed was Haley's boyfriend. So when they were running in the same circles, even influencer friends, she was like, hey, this is my boyfriend, Reed. Sophia catches wind that Haley and Reed are not dating anymore. Turns out she wanted to swoop in there like a little vulture and be like, well, period. I'm coming in. And she does. And when people start taking pictures of Sophia LaCourte out with Reed Williams, out on a night of NYC, I don't know how this happens. I looked everywhere for those pictures. I saw people like pinpointing TikToks and stuff that they were like, this is Reed and Sophia's TikTok. I don't fucking know. Okay. I don't have the time. But it is confirmed. They went on a date and then everyone started going to Haley's comments and saying, girl, do you know that Sophia, your friend, is dating fucking Reed Williams, like your ex that you just broke up with 2 weeks ago? So that's where all of this comes in. This is now deleted, but we got it. And it's Haley's original video calling out Sophia LaCourte in 2023. This is like where all of this is born.
We're going through quite the timeline.
Oh, we're going through a journey, girl.
Here's the thing. I have made jokes before about homie hopping. I've dabbled in it myself. I've done it maybe once or twice. But when I have like homie hopped, it has been like I hooked up with a guy one singular time. He wanted nothing to do with me. There was no chemistry, nothing there. And then months later, I maybe hooked up with one of his friends. You are going to homie hop not even 3 weeks later after our 9 month long relationship where we spent every single day together. You essentially lived at my apartment. You had not spent a single night at your apartment.
It's giving Clinton Kane.
It is. And Reed Williams is giving us nothing. I don't know why these girls are fighting over him. I'm like, girl, please.
Night at your apartment since I moved into this one on August 1st and you're going to homie hop. That's just what's so bizarre to me also because if roles were reversed and one of his friends had DM'd me, I would be like, oh my God, ew, what is wrong with his friend that he would want to like go on a date with me? Like if his friend had DM'd me, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of a shit person asking me on a date this soon after a breakup, just like Instagram DMing me. Like it's very bold and weird. Also, I just want to say, I was never planning on bringing this online, but people started making videos about it and I tried to handle it offline. I texted the girl multiple times and she has not responded to me, which fair, I wouldn't respond either if I were her. But after I talked with him and he told me that he was literally not sorry and he did nothing wrong and gaslit the shit out of me, and it's already online, I don't give a fuck. I can say whatever I want and I feel differently.
Oh. So the reason why people clock this so quickly is because the internet is amazing, honestly, number one. It's because people were in her comments. Like it was a common theme of, oh my God, Sophia's on a date with Reed, because I don't know if they TikTok together before. You know, it's hard when we jump into topics like this and we're like, what was the lore here? But they were friendly and people knew that. And so they were like, what the fuck is going on here? Why is Sophia on a date with him? So fast forward to a few weeks after that incident where he goes on a date with Sophia LaCourte, or apparently, according to her, a few dates, Reed and Haley get back together. And fun fact, they're still together now.
A choice.
I know. Isn't that fucking crazy? But anyway, they get back together despite everything. Internet's not sure how they feel about it. And recently they post an episode of the podcast that Haley has with her friend Jazz, and it's called Delusional Diaries Podcast. And they do an episode where they bring on their partners. There's a few clips of it, but it's really awkward. Like Reed talks about what happened during the breakup and he's like, yeah, I just needed some time. Like, I don't know. It was just giving nothing. I swear. It just gave literally negative, not even the bare minimum.
Reed, not in a hateful way, but how did you know you wanted to get back with Hallie? I'm struggling with a breakup right now and I need clarity. That, there's no hate involved.
No hate.
Thanks for the clarification for that.
Yeah. It's a good question.
It is a good question. Tell the listeners. It's like vulnerable hour.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
A little closer.
Oh, closer. Oh. I think when we first got together, it was very fast paced, and we kind of just met and started dating right away. And I had kind of just moved to the city also, so I was still kind of figuring out who I was after college. And so I think when it started getting really serious between us, like, I just need to take a step back and just do my own thing. And I learned a lot about myself during that time, and good and mostly bad, but
period.
I think I just realized that I'm a better person when I'm around her, and she makes me happier than anyone else has, so I didn't want to lose that.
Oh, thanks.
That was sweet.
And so people were like, why did you take him back, Haley? Like, he doesn't seem like he's super into you. She's super young, too. She's 23 years old. Like, girl, you're gonna probably, you know what I mean? Like, this is not your man, and you'll figure it out, and everything will be fine. But people were pretty harsh about it. So she got a lot of backlash. They ended up deleting that. Like, very soon after they posted that podcast. And I don't know if that is what provoked Sophia LaCourte to literally be a lunatic on the internet, but Sophia LaCourte swoops in and says, you know what? Now that people are giving her backlash for her relationship with Reed, I'm gonna come in and say what really happened. Fun fact, not so fun fact, she's the one that is the pretend beard in all of Brad Mondo's videos where he's pretending to be straight. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He was pretending to be straight. That's her?
The redhead? That's her. That's Sophia LaCourte.
I wouldn't be able to pick her out of a lineup, but interesting.
Sophia LaCourte, Cloud Goblin extraordinaire. At your service.
She really, okay.
Yeah, she's all over the place. So, okay, let's watch her three-part fucking, I can't. It's so, this is so funny to me. But this is her, like, get ready with me, how I got canceled by a girl I met three times.
Well, at least it's not get ready with me about my husband's manic episode that happened 8 months ago.
That's true.
Let's do red carpet full glam while I tell you about the time a girl I met maybe.
Why does she seem like she's, like, 50, but also 10. Like, she seems like she's, like, wearing a bathrobe during the day. Like, come in, have a martini.
Oh, yeah, she's wearing, like, a vintage robe. It's very NYC influencer of her.
Literally, she's very Blair Waldorf.
Maybe three times, canceled me and got me destroyed on the internet. When I say destroyed, I mean, like, I'm glad it happened to me because I genuinely wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I had probably like 1,000 to 3,000 DMs a day telling me to... I'm going to start the story at the date with this man who is very sweet. He lives about 10 minutes away from me in New York, and he took me out to this beautiful, beautiful restaurant, and we had such a great date that we wanted to get drinks afterwards. We got drinks at this really, really nice hotel lobby, and it was so much fun, and I genuinely remember being, like, so excited. I don't go on a lot of first dates, so it's really rare that you get a good first date. I remember on the first date, we were about to leave the bar, so we both went to the restroom, and he turned around and grabbed me and kissed me, and I remember, like, I had butterflies.
Okay,
like,
pause. Imagine an associate of yours, and you introduced her to Reed, right? And she is talking about him like that when you're now back with him, and she knows that.
Even
she
if absolutely you didn't knows know that. The girl that he was with now, this is so weird,
right? Like, oh, so it went so well, so you guys are together, right? Oh, you don't talk. Oh, he's with someone else. You're weird. Like, what?
The way she talks. It gives me like very like country club talking shit.
You have no idea. There's one sentence she says in this whole thing that is a pop culture moment amongst us. Like, it is so wow.
She is a character.
She is. Yeah.
He was super talkative, super fun, and so sweet and very masculine. Everything about him was wonderful. At the end of the date, he put me in a
Do you know what that reminds me of? The fucking Mean Girls thing. Did you guys have shooters?
Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
Whatever, like, that's how I would be. Like, literally, bitch, why are you telling us all this?
I went to bed and I was just smiling ear to ear. I wake up
like
in the morning
now.
And I'm so excited to look at my phone because I know that this man is going to text me. Like, I know we both enjoyed the date. But instead... I look at my phone and I see a message from a random number. The message said, "Hi, this is Haley. I'm getting DMs that you were on a date with my ex last night, LOL. I don't want to be weird, but is that true? Just want to know so I can tell people to stop commenting that." And then I didn't answer because, like...
There's a caption on screen. It says, "At that point, I was so confused because he was obviously single."
Yeah, you know he was single because you found out they broke up and then you DM'd him. So wait, we know
she just
he was
said,
single.
You were on a date with my ex.
And another thing she uses later on is like, obviously, I didn't have her number saved. She had to say, "This is Haley. We weren't close friends." But I will say, Haley does paint it as like she almost lived with her. She's like, she literally was at my house every single day. And then if she doesn't even have your number saved, it is like they probably didn't have that close of a relationship. Do I believe that they knew each other and that Sophia was very friendly with Haley and that's how she found out who Reed was? Yeah. But I don't think they were as close as Haley's saying, and I don't think they were as not close as Sophia's saying.
Well, do we believe that her number wasn't saved, or is she just saying that to distance herself? So she doesn't seem
well
like...
The text does say this is Haley, you know, like I feel like both of them may be
You've
exaggerating on either end. I think she does show it at one point, but if she doesn't, you're right, you know. That would be weird
because I don't know, she seems like someone that would be like, oh, I don't even
exaggerate.
Yeah
for sure.
I just didn't, I don't know. And an hour later she said, "I keep getting comments about it and I can see that you're active on TikTok right now, so I guess I'm just gonna take your silence as a yes." She took it. I don't answer either of those messages because I don't feel like I have to.
Wait. You know what I just realized? Haley has your number. What, did she look it up in the fucking white pages? You probably just didn't save her number, but you probably gave her yours.
I don't know. I'm getting vibes of like, she knew who it was. Yeah. She just didn't want to answer.
He's single and she literally had to introduce herself over text. I've never had a one-on-one conversation with her. I've met her maybe 3 times through work. So finally, the person I want to text me, and he comes over and brings me coffee before I have to go film. This man and I are just hanging out and chilling until I have to go to work, and his phone starts going crazy. I see the name, and it's her. So I figured he should handle it because it's his ex, and it's not really my problem. And I was like, "Is this okay? Like, what's going on?" And he said, oh yeah, it's nothing, it's fine. Like, she's never brought your name up.
In parentheses on screen, it says, basically just telling me he knows we're not friends at all and it's not my problem and not to worry.
She's so okay. mean.
Once, ever since we were ever dating, so like, it's not a problem. I was like, okay, like, cool. I really wasn't worried at all because I knew I did nothing wrong. I figured I'd just let him handle it because it's his ex and none of my business, really. He went downstairs when it was time for me to go to work, and I get in my Uber and I look at my phone one more time, and guess what? She started posting about me. The video she posted about me immediately got hundreds of thousands of views within hours.
The cadence that she's speaking in, it gives me, like, I just feel icky.
I'm telling you, you're not ready for the iconic quote that is to come.
Oh my god. We've already had some pretty iconic ones, but let's see more of the glam.
Hours. And she made sure everyone knew it was about me. Go to part two if you want to hear more of the story and see more of the glam. It was directed towards me, but I thought it was like, whatever, you know, he went on a date. I totally get that. I feel for her. You know, we've all been there. We've all been a girl that, you know, a guy takes someone else on a date and, you know, maybe it makes you sad a little bit. I figured it was totally okay because, you know, it's really not about me. I wasn't on my phone at all the entire day because I refuse to believe that. Short film. I go on my phone and I realized this was about me. And the story that was told was not true and it was not good. Here's where it gets messy. She said, has it
already?
Ladies, let me be your lesson. Never feel sorry for a man or defend him, because not even 3 weeks after dumping you out of the blue, after you try to protect him, he would go on a date with someone you considered a friend.
You cannot, like, it's actually fucking impossible to meet someone 3 times. You only meet them the first time. That's what meeting is. So you hung out with her multiple times is what I'm gathering from this.
Well, they've never had a one-on-one conversation, according to her.
What the fuck does that mean? Like, what a technicality to, like, pull here, because it's just like, okay, so if there was, like, more than one person.
There was another friend there too. There was more than one.
You guys didn't have to, like, cry in your room to Adele. Like, that's not what I'm asking of you, but, like, did you talk to each other, feel friendly with each other? I'm sure you did. Again, you knew that they broke up. That's how you swooped in, like a little vulture, like a little rat. It's not that you came in while they were still in a relationship, but
no, didn't you see? Slimy. She has on screen, everyone was single.
She's literally relying on those, like, little loopholes to just be like, I didn't do anything wrong. The morality doesn't apply to just if everyone's in a relationship or not. But before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Away.
You guys, I'm so excited because Jesse told me we were being sponsored by Away, and I was like, oh my god, I love Away. That was actually the star of my suitcase story that I took the wrong one.
Oh my god, that's right.
But I have this new one, and I'm definitely going to have to put a ribbon on it so I don't lose it next time. Perhaps when I come visit you.
Which you will, right?
We're working on it.
Yeah, we are. I see Away suitcases a lot when I travel, and I love the way it looks. But honestly, I always prefer the soft side suitcases to the hard shell ones. You know what I'm talking about? And I always wished that Away would make one. And well, guess what? Now they do. And their soft side comes in 4 of their best-selling sizes. So 2 carry-on sizes and 2 check sizes. And it's made from high-strength nylon, and it's tear-resistant as well as weather-resistant. If you know anything about airports or any sort of traveling, they beat the hell out of your bags. So it's a really nice touch to be durable. And although the bag is soft, it's not sensitive. So like we said, it's durable, but it's also flexible and expandable, which comes in handy.
That is the beauty, I guess, compared to the hard shell one, is that you can stuff even more stuff in there.
Exactly.
And still bring it on the plane, because I know I personally, not a big fan of checking bags.
So if you guys want to check out the new soft side luggage from Away, you can head over to awaytravel.com and use code DWKT to save 15% on any Away suitcase.
That's awaytravel.com and use the code DWKT to save 15% on any Away suitcase.
Offer ends December 31st, 2024 at 11:59 p.m. So you guys only have 4 months to get it. Hurry now.
Quick, before it's too late.
Thank you so much to Away for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
This isn't like she met this guy on a dating app, because that has happened to me before, that I'll meet a guy that we're hanging out and then I find out that he had a girlfriend like a week earlier. But no, this is you swooped in and okay, got it.
Keep in mind, she is now back with him. Haley and Reed are currently together. This is such weird behavior.
That's the weirdest part.
What are you doing?
Considered a friend. Girl. She said considered a friend because she knows that I've met her 3 times, never hung out with her one-on-one, and I didn't have her number. That's why she said, hi, it's Haley. And we're with the night before buying shots for. We're at an influencer event. A bunch of people went to a bar afterward, and we all bought a round of shots. How you do with work.
people.
Oh,
not the work people.
Dropped it off at my apartment before going to the bar together. None of that happened. I have never been inside of her apartment, and I would never leave my purse anywhere. The bag that she is referring to is a gift bag from the work event that we all went to, and she said she was going to donate everyone's gift bag. So.
Time. But to be letting me pay for your fucking tequila shot, standing next to me while going through my Instagram following, searching my ex-boyfriend's name to DM him and ask him on a date.
No, she did not just...
I am so triggered right now. Holy shit. I'm so triggered. What was that?
Did she have any friends?
Brad Mondo.
She's awful.
She's a peach.
How many times you watch it, girly?
Like, I know. Have you ever tried doing a TikTok sound? It takes a lot of time. So she really put some effort in there.
You have no idea.
Pathetic is he to go.
Never DM anyone while I'm standing next to anyone. Ever. So that's just all a complete lie.
A complete lie.
I'm going to dress up as her for Halloween. Jesus.
That'd be fun. The caption on screen now says, he planned our date probably a week before I happened to run into her at a work event.
She keeps acting like this date was some spectacular, amazing thing that he probably, like, she thinks that he's like up all night listening to Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan and being like, what did I do? No, like, I shouldn't be in bed with Haley. I should be in bed with you. Like, no, nobody's thinking that. He's fine. He's happy-ish, I guess. I don't know. I've seen his face. He doesn't even seem to smile ever. But, you know, it seems he's with her, right? So this is weird. Why are you doing this?
Oh, my God. This is unreal.
And it made the world hate me. By no means am I laughing
at her. Well, if that didn't, this will.
I totally get being upset over a man. I understand how bad it could hurt. Just laughing because none of that happened. Go to part three.
Wait, also, what is that caption that she just put? I also totally understand blaming the woman and wanting to take it out on the woman.
That's not what's happening. Is she, first of all, I understand if you get out of a 9-month relationship, which granted is not like super long, but that's not a tiny amount of time. Like,
that would be very long for me.
Yeah. Like, if you get out of that and then someone who's even like a coworker, let's put it in coworker terms, and like they knew of them because of you, that's gonna hurt.
And then if you ignored them when they reached out.
Yeah. But granted, Reed is also a part of that. So like, yeah, I do for get sure. What
be
she
mad
means.
At him too.
Yeah, fuck him. And she got back with him. So it's like, ooh, like yeah. You're just blaming her. But in Haley's defense, Sophia's insufferable. So it's hard.
Well, I was
you know,
gonna
it's
say,
hard not to.
But also, you know, not that this makes him any less like that is fucked for going to someone that he probably obviously knew was at least friendly with
right.
Haley.
And then telling Haley to her face, according to her, that he did nothing wrong.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's. But you know that after that, he probably is like, oh, she was awful. She's the worst. Like, I obviously don't like her.
100%.
She is making it seem like they were soulmates.
Oh, yeah. He pulled me in and kissed me. Men would kiss a tree bark. They were lonely enough. Like, it's literally just like, girl, get over yourself. I can't.
Go to part three for, like, the rest of the story and...
The rest of the glam?
The rest of the makeup.
Girl, you're already done.
Oh, she does it so slow.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Part three of how I got canceled by a girl I met maybe 3 times.
Maybe.
While
maybe.
I do the rest of my makeup.
Out? Because I'm just running up her fucking engagement. You're welcome for that, girl. At least turn on the fucking creator fund and get your bag out of this. But I think that's what she wants. Like, I think that she likes that people are commenting that. It's really sick and weird.
Let's read some of the comments that I apparently wanted. Isn't it your job to be likable? You're a walking red mother trucking flag. Looking rough. Let's just forget her existence. If I were your hairstylist, I'd put Nair in your conditioner. Hope you're going to the gym. You're rancid. Log off. Homewrecker. Immediately unfollowed. You're gross. You're not a girl's girl. Very cruel and backstabbing. You're spreading STDs all over New York City.
What?
Going around. Does she not have a dad? Is this why she needs male attention so bad?
Okay,
the last few were not nice. The first few were left by me, allegedly.
I mean, I didn't even know about the other thing, but just her TikToks now are making me...
angry.
Yeah, she is a red flag. Like, this is weird.
The Nair and the conditioner... It's a funny joke.
Funny. Yeah, it was funny.
They're not going to actually do that. Like, I know it's not nice to maybe read, but...
No, the last ones were too
No,
funny.
The last ones definitely were.
After all of the lies and the craziness, this man and I were still hanging out, and he's still so nice and so fun. In person, we got some attention, and it wasn't good. One night, we were at a bar. What? He went to the bathroom, and this girl tried to fight me and was screaming homewrecker. And it never stopped.
I think I went on four or five dates with this man total. Oh, he was
3, 4, or 5. Those are very different numbers.
Yeah, this is weird. I call bullshit. I kind of call bullshit on this. I don't think that actually happened. I know that like NYC snark and all that shit. New York City is like the one place that like an actual celebrity can walk down and people kind of won't give a shit. Like I feel like New York City is like, there's so much shit going on. I just don't see Sophia LaCourte having an issue like going to a random bar in New York City with so many people. I feel like she's making that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she didn't make that up. Maybe some crazy lady did shout homewrecker at her. But it's interesting.
And tried to fight her?
Yeah, what does that mean? Give me more details. If someone tried to fight me, I'd be all up in that story with like, and this is what she did, and then she did this. She just like glazes over it. Like, she tried to fight me, calling me a homewrecker. Tell us more.
Were you there though?
Well, he was so sweet, so wonderful. I think I realized he was maybe not the one for me, and it kind of just dwindled. It was like, whatever. Yeah, but I think he's great.
Girl.
Oh, that was a quick pivot.
Yeah, she literally was like, everything was perfect about him, and then just kind of dwindled. Or did he go back to his ex?
Butterflies, and we went out like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and then...
I guess the moral of the story is it don't believe everything you hear online.
Oh my God.
Don't take hate too seriously. Keep your head up. It happens to everyone on all scales, you know? The world loves to pin other women against other women, and it is what it is. Love you. Bye.
Not the kiss. So, as you can imagine, that did not go over super well. People were literally like, the lights are on, but nobody's home. You are a mean girl, XYZ. They were just obviously letting her have it, saying, we don't believe you. One thing to note is, again, we weren't here for the lore. So there was a lot of back and forth that was happening. Sophia both left rude comments that were alluding to Haley. And I think that she might have even like sub-TikToked her, whatever the fuck it's called. Haley obviously did the same. And like, they were back and forth since all of this shit happened.
Got a little catty.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the comments are, somebody commented on Sophia's video and said, can you talk about how Haley is back with him? And she said, what does that say?
Magookin?
Magookin. Magookin and her sidekick are like gum on my shoe. Are you sure? Because you sounded like you wanted to fuck Magookin. So I'm really not sure. Or is she Magookin? Who's Magookin?
She's Magookin.
Okay. Well, you wanted to fuck the sidekick. So.
Hey, girlies. So, first of all, Hallie is her name, not Haley. So I know we've had some confusion thus far, but her name is Hallie. And her full name actually is Hallie Magookin. So that wasn't just like a weird nickname. That's apparently her actual last name. I found this out because there is a Reddit post where there's a comment that says, the fact that she's the main reason people here even know Hallie's last name is Magookin, yet she apparently doesn't know how her first name is pronounced, LMAO. But even more interesting is that that comment was on a Reddit post that was actually about another comment she left. This, though, apparently was a comment on the hard launch when Hallie and Reed first started dating last year, but definitely doesn't know who it is, right? And it looks like it's a TikTok comment where she said, men with cauliflower ear, and then a bunch of hands up emojis, and then love. So that comment is posted along with the caption, this is one of the most telling parts of this whole mess, in my opinion. Sophia was aware of their relationship from day one and is still pretending she doesn't know how to pronounce Hallie's name. So, and while I'm here, there's also been comments and posts and just a lot of stuff coming from Hallie as well, which understand that she's not happy, but a lot of people are pointing out that Reed is the bad guy in this situation, not Sophia, which I do think that Sophia has maybe made some interesting choices, but also Hallie, I guess, is definitely feeding the fire to pit everyone against Sophia, and obviously not Reed, who she is dating again for some reason. But a few of the comments that I have found are Hallie saying that no, she was with me Thursday night and I was talking about how sad I was, and she DMs him that night and asks him on a date and he said yes. Both POS. So I'm assuming that's before she got back together with him. Then Sophia had commented on something and said, she made up slash exaggerated the whole story about me. I've met her maybe 3 times. Really sticking to that, maybe 3 times. And I didn't DM him the night I was with her for the work event. Ha ha ha. And when someone said, Hallie told you how sad she was about the breakup and bought you shots, you DM'd him while you were at that event with her. It's low and dirty and you know it. And Sophia said, she told the whole table of influencers, not just me. She bought around for 6 people and so did I. Date was planned November 27th, wasn't with her. So
you planned the date and then hung out with her as if nothing was happening. That's still a little weird, but okay. And then someone says, why do you always make that weird O face in your videos? I see you're trying Hallie's bun tutorial. It doesn't look good on you. Which, rude. Don't condone that. But Sophia's response, though, is, at least her ex looked good on me. You guys, this is the most unhinged behavior I've ever seen. Maybe not the most ever. We did just have last week's episode. But yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of back and forth, and Reed should be the one getting the brunt of all of the hate here, and it doesn't seem like that's really happening, mostly because he's not the influencer, but also because Hallie took him back and now everyone's just pitted against Sophia, which again, she has made some questionable choices, ones that I think are interesting, but Hallie has also made some questionable decisions that I also think are interesting. Oh, also, apparently this all started not because someone posted a picture, but because someone in the NYC Influencer Snark Reddit posted, Hallie's ex-boyfriend cuddled up with Sophia LaCourte. The two were at Ludlow Hotel, cuddled up on a couch enjoying cocktails last night. I don't have a picture, but it was them. Yes, Sophia and Hallie were at the same influencer dinner on Thursday, and that is why I was shocked to see these two together on what appeared to be a date. So this was posted on December 1st, which is a Friday, but then the same user posted more about it on December 2nd, and it says that Hallie and Reed had apparently gone out the night before, December 1st. And the poster also put a comment that says that Sophia didn't follow Reed as of December 1st, but then as of December 2nd, she was following him. So I guess that would mean after they went on the date, she was following him, which maybe they could have planned the date, I guess, November 27th. But it would make more sense if she found out at the influencer dinner on that Thursday, November 30th, and then DM'd him either that night or the next day, and then they went on a date the same day, I guess. It would make more sense if she did it on the 30th, though. So I would like to see the receipts. I don't really need to see them because I don't really care, but yeah. Anyway, people also thought it was a little odd that on December 1st, Sophia had actually reposted a picture that her friend posted of them, and look who's in the background. There's Hallie. So people are saying that basically she posted that after they went on the date. That was potentially intentional. I don't know. Just saying what the people on Reddit are saying. But this entire situation is so unhinged. Anyway, I think that's it. I mean, honestly, it's probably not it, but it's the most I'm going to look into this anymore. So anyway, back to us.
She says things and it just doesn't match up with her vibe. It seems like you care. It seems like you remember him quite fondly. You know, they were just back and forth doing this bullshit for a long time. But anyway, people didn't take this well. And so Sophia responded in the most iconic way possible, in the worst way.
Oh my goodness. Some of you guys are acting like I dropkicked someone's puppy. I went on a date with a guy that was single. I guess the paparazzi cared and was commenting on his ex-girlfriend's stuff.
Paparazzi?
They keep saying they got paparazzi. Bitch, I looked. I don't think that's true. I don't even think they got Hollywood fixed. Like, I think that's a lie.
I was gonna say paparazzi or like a fan took a picture of you. That's not the same.
More likely, yep.
Commenting on her post saying that me, Sophia LaCourte, was
oh, we know who you are.
With his ex-boyfriend. His ex-girlfriend texts me and says, hi, this is Hallie.
Okay, so now is when she shows the text.
Because we're not friends. I'm getting DMs that you were on a date with my ex last night. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, I didn't know you owned him. He wasn't wearing a collar.
That is the quote that people are taking and literally losing their minds over. They're like, not the Disney Channel diss. Like, what the fuck was that?
She is a Disney Channel mean girl. That is it. She kind of looks like she gives Debbie Ryan vibes a little bit. Like, Debbie Ryan could play her in a Netflix series.
Oh my God. Oh my God, she could. She kind of looks like Debbie Ryan.
I like Debbie Ryan. That wasn't her.
She would have to really get into character to play her.
There was no overlap with anyone.
No shit.
Ever. Answer her messages because
it wasn't your problem.
Don't owe her anything. He's single. Arrest me. She brought it online, so I feel
straight
like
to jail for these comments.
For me to say my side of the story online whenever I feel like it. People are wondering why I'm talking about it when they're back together. I just feel like you did all that online, you brought all this online, and now you're back together with him, but you still all want me dead. He went on the date too. Don't quote me, but I think he was there. I feel like if anyone owed her any loyalty, even though we were all single, it would be him because they're the ones that dated for like 9 months.
Yes.
I agree.
I do think that he owes her more loyalty. Do I think that to a certain extent, you being an influencer friend with your own platform also should have navigated this better? I do, because I think that you doing it the way you have has like embarrassed the fuck out of her and put her through unnecessary shit that she didn't need to go through. But also, fuck Reed entirely. I don't even give a fuck about that man.
No, I think it's like, girl, why are you back with him?
100%. Well, that's the main sentiment. People are like, why the fuck are you guys back together? But, you know, everybody goes through their own journey. I've been there too, girl. Before you get closure, you just go through it way too many times.
It's frustrating because it is very like, okay, girls being pitted against each other. But then at the same time, it's like, yeah, but you're like, what is this?
It's that mixed with an unsavory character, right? Like, she just is not
That's likeable. The thing. I'm like, she's like, the way she is presenting herself is not in a good way.
Right. And if you need a little bit more solid evidence on her character, she did a podcast with Brad Mondo, which again, they were both talking about this shit online, which I get it. Okay. You go through shit with an influencer, you subtweet it till the day you die. I understand. So they did a podcast.
Well, wait, she's in the thumbnail.
Who? Haley?
Yeah.
No. Is she?
Yeah. Look at that.
Not her in the middle. Stop it. Shut the fuck up.
So messy. Out of Touch Podcast is the name. But the description reads as follows. In light of recent events, the topic of being a girl's girl has been top of mind. Today, we explore what it really means to be a girl's girl and dive deeper into the drama surrounding Sophia LaCourte in Hallie Kate.
Without Hallie Kate present and able to speak on her own behalf.
Also, why, like... Why is Brad Mondo talking?
Okay, literally, he starts it off by saying, like, I don't even know what a girl's girl means.
Being a girl's girl is at the top of your mind?
He starts off the episode saying, I don't know what a girl's girl is, so, like, what would you describe it as? Actually, rewind to the beginning so you could hear what she thinks a girl's girl is. It's very interesting.
Oh, God.
A lot of stuff has happened online recently, and it all surrounds the topic of being a girl's girl.
What is this...
real?
Where are they?
In, I think, Brad Mondo's house, which is like, what the fuck?
How much money do they have?
Jesus Christ. Why is everyone so rich? That I'm confused.
That view is insane.
I know.
But also, the apartment is empty.
I know. Completely.
Just a couch and a dog.
Can't block the view.
Which I'm interested in learning more about because I actually have no idea what it means to be a girl's girl.
Well, apparently I'm not one, so I guess I shouldn't.
She looks like Kim Possible.
How would you describe a girl's girl?
I think a girl's girl is just a strong woman. Mm-hmm. I think it's someone who stands by their friends no matter what. Mm-hmm. Very stoic, loyal, not honest, stoic, generous. All of the qualities you would want in a good person.
I always thought it more like as a rule list. What is it called? Like
girl's code?
Girl's code, yeah. That one.
Not him. Yeah. Like, I always thought
it was
just
Yeah, I was like, yes, that is what it is.
You know what my Stoic. Favorite, like, what I feel fuck? Like being a girl's girl can be summed up in the quote that says, like, I support women's rights and wrongs. Like, that's what being a girl's girl is.
It's just being able to read the vibes.
Read the fucking vibe. Dude, why can nobody read vibes? I don't understand. Also, why does his back shelf look like an ice cube tray? And it's empty.
What is this apartment, Jesse? They're sitting in a piece of real estate that must cost like $15 million.
Okay, anyway. So she does address this whole situation. Trust me, I can watch this whole episode and clock them the whole time. But
literally, I'm like, what is this? I feel so just distant from whatever life that is.
But so she does call out Haley directly multiple times.
Hallie.
Oh, fuck, Hallie. No, Haley.
She said it, Hallie, a little bit ago.
Don't say that.
But she also said it, Haley, this whole time.
Okay, so everybody's
talking. I don't know. I can't tell. But they're not friends, so that's why she doesn't.
Right. Of course.
It's running you and this girl, Hallie.
Beep.
Oh, it is Hallie.
Don't say her name. I don't want her to get any.
Oh, what?
You just want to put her in the thumbnail.
Don't say her name. I don't want her to get any hate. You have, what?
Liza Minnelli. Liza fucking Minnelli.
P.S. I'm not saying that Haley, who knows? I haven't seen any videos from her aside from that first one. So I don't know. She's probably doing fucked up shit too.
Hallie. Everybody's going to know who it is anyways. It's like, whatever. So she made a video about you.
10 videos.
Saying that you weren't a girl's girl. We're obviously not here to bash her today. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know who she is.
Neither do I.
I mean, I've seen her videos, but I don't know who she is personally.
I've met her a total of maybe 3 times.
Maybe.
She's really sticking to that maybe.
The maybe's interesting for someone who's pretty sure it's 3 times.
And also, I was like, she's made 10 videos about me.
Who's counting. It's 10.
Yeah, maybe 10.
No, I made sure before we filmed.
Possibly.
Spoke to her one-on-one. Never.
Yeah. And so she claims that you're not a girl's girl. I found the whole thing interesting because I felt like her making videos about you not being a girl's girl made her not a girl's girl because she was bashing other girls.
Foul.
No, no.
Fucking foul. No. I hate that fucking sentiment. Girls can call out girls when they're being...
Not girls, girls.
Not girls, girls.
No, that's like when people say we're mean girls or we're being like...
Why I like gross. It fucking pisses
like, you're
me
just
off.
Calling her out because she's a woman. And I'm like,
who better to call out a woman? Okay, not in like, if you're talking about like Pearl, you know, we're not talking about that.
Oh.
But like, who better to call out a woman but a fucking woman? A woman who respects women, who wants to be friends. Like, I feel like when people aren't friends
who
with women
who can read the vibes.
Stuff, yeah, you gotta read the fucking vibes. Like, I just feel like that's such a stupid thing to say. It's like, oh, she called you out for being shady and like maybe potentially trying to swoop in like a little vulture. She's not a girl's girl. No, she was probably just hurt. Like, she was probably just hurt because of the circumstances.
Well, just judging by how the entire internet seemingly took her side, shows that that's the girl's girl.
I know. But anyway, that's pretty much it for they just go on about Hallie and like how she lied. She says she lied multiple times. Like, it's a complete lie. None of that happened. And I think that what she means by that is like, he didn't cheat on her with me. You know what I mean? That's like what she's kind of like hung up on. She's like, everyone was single, just like her story time. That's not what people are talking about, girl. And there are moralities to technicalities. I'm gonna patent that quote right there. That was pretty good. Now, do I think Reed is also a piece of shit? Fuck him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If I was her friend,
there's
I would
tell
her, like,
why are
you taking
around
back? Yeah, exactly. But you're the one coming on the internet with a 3-part glam session talking about this shit. So that's why we're
I
talking
do
about
see
you.
That the Delusional Diaries podcast did an episode 2 months earlier called Being a Girl's Girl.
Interesting. You'll have to deep dive into that. But yeah, this one with Brad Mondo was 6 months ago. So this has been going on for a long time. Anyway, we can go on forever, but we will end it on this. Someone posted a hypothetical thing, if you will.
Oh, now this will make sense. This is the one that I did see.
Yes, this will make a lot more
this
sense.
This popped up on my For You page. Of course, the messiest one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without context, it's like, what are you talking about, girl? But now it's
yeah,
like,
I didn't really get it.
Okay, so hypothetically, what if there was an influencer that was doing a tell-all about this relationship that she broke up, right? And what if hypothetically I happened to be in an acting class with her a couple of months ago? And what if in this hypothetical scenario, she would not shut the fuck up about this situation? Like, took every opportunity she could to talk about it, and not even talk about it, but like boast and brag about it to like 10 people that could give less than a fuck about who she was or the situation. Like, what if, and what if in this class, like, let's say she asked me about, you know, my weekend, and I say I went on a really bad date, and then she uses that to talk about the situation again, and is talking about how much this guy sucks, and about how broke he was, and how much of a loser he was. But then what if in
gum under
hypothetically
your shoe, maybe?
She makes like a TikTok video, and she's like, oh no, he's such a great guy. And what if hypothetically I'm scrolling on TikTok, and I see him like, wait, you said he was a shitty guy to me, and now you're...
No, he isn't. You remember, he's the sweetest, and he's just...
It just didn't work out.
He's the best. Wow, what a different lens to watch this.
No.
Online, being like, he's great, obviously, and just trying to poke at this fucking girl that you stole him from. Like, I'm like, oh my... Well, hypothetically, I would be like, wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And what if in this hypothetical class, every time we had an exercise that we had to come up with, she would use the situation between the girlfriend, herself, and the boyfriend and act it out for 10 people that could give less than a fuck. Hypothetically, that would be pretty fucking crazy, okay. Right?
Yeah, it would.
And hypothetically, what would I do with that information? Like, I told my friends about it, and everyone's like, you should go on TikTok, but I'm like, to be completely honest, in this hypothetical scenario, I think I would kind of be a little bit scared. And hypothetically, I would feel really bad for this one blonde girl. Oh my god, and in this scenario, when we were talking about my bad date and how she brought up the boy, she was like, and they always go back to a blonde. And like stared at me, and I was like, whoa, I thought it was about me, but it was really about the girl. Hallie. Oh. Hypothetically. You know, there's so many hypotheticals. This is all like a fake scenario. This is not real. I'm an actor.
Anyway, that's pretty much it. She starts talking about how Sophia lacks compassion and that she handled this horribly, basically. And I believe her. I believe every word that comes out of her mouth, quite frankly.
I do too. I just, we're reading the vibes.
Of course. Yeah. But like, that's fucking insane. So Hallie, I'm so sorry. Like, honestly, if you're watching this, like, my sincerest apologies. I did have a few IPAs before this episode. But she commented on this and she said, if this is actually true, I'm really sad and also really scared. To which this creator, Trillum Monroe, says, she's in love with you. Sorry, not funny, but this makes me sick to my stomach for you. All love. That's pretty much it. Sophia LaCourte has been getting wrecked. And also, oh my God, one of the funniest things to come out of it. There's this person. I don't know who she is. But she responded to all of this by saying the most iconic quote that has been just memed all over the place, where she literally starts it, like, she never gets into drama and she doesn't comment on drama. She's just like a TikTok creator, but she started her TikTok with, I hate that little ginger bitch. Like, that's literally what she started it with. And that has just circulated everywhere.
Wait, where? I want to see it.
I know, literally type in, I hate that little ginger bitch, and you'll see it.
Wait, I've seen her videos before. I like her.
I never feel the need to speak on drama, but I actually hate that little ginger bitch. I hate her.
Oh, I hate that little ginger bitch. That's what she said. I actually hate that little ginger bitch. And listen, bullying is not okay. I know that, like, Sophia's probably getting the fucking horrible end of it right now. But at the same time, like,
seems like she likes it or something.
That's the thing. Like, her response where she's like, you guys are acting like getting kicked up. Puppy. It's like, girl.
A puppy.
Please.
I'm telling you, the cadence and how she says everything, it's like, what are you doing?
Something about her is just so hard to defend. And so therefore, I will say I did find this funny, and I'm sorry. I know that's wrong. I did find it funny.
It's also funny because this is not supposed to be an insult to New York people, because I actually do love New York. And I think there's really cool people in New York. But there is also that specific breed of girl, I feel like, in New York.
They think they're the gossip girls. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I feel like this is such, like, a stark difference, because she's just very, like, what the fuck? It just is such, like, opposites. I love it.
Yeah, but the comments were very supportive, we'll say. Anyway, that's it. We'll
get side salad Sophia doing the most.
People were really eating in the comments here, I fear. But anyway, so we'll jump to our next topic. But wasn't that a doozy? That was something.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. I saw that, I was like, there's no way. Because I knew you were going to freak out when you saw the things she said. Like,
and
there's
how
no,
she says them.
It's insane.
I want to be her for Halloween.
You can. And then, wait, when would I be Reed? Or, you know, I have a pattern here on this show.
I don't know, but actually, before we continue.
So I just wasn't sure.
Before we continue, I just want to, what does he look like?
He looks like a guy you can meet. Any guy. And I mean, literally, you can close your eyes and pick him out at UCLA.
Oh.
Like, are we fighting over this? Like,
yeah. What?
You know?
But before we go any further, we have a word from our second sponsor, Mint Mobile.
I love a great deal, but I have to be honest, I want there to be no BS when it comes to it. I don't want any catches, and I want it to be easy. And that's where Mint Mobile comes in.
Because Mint Mobile allows you to get wireless for just $15 a month with their 3-month plan.
And all plans with Mint Mobile come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. So you can use your phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts.
So if you want to try Mint Mobile and get internet for $15 a month, just go to mintmobile.com/DWKT. That's mintmobile.com/DWKT, and you can switch over your wireless and you're good to go.
So again, if you want to cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month, head over to mintmobile.com/DWKT.
A $45 upfront payment is required, and that is still equivalent to $15 a month. It is for new customers only on the 3-month plan, and speeds slower than or above 40 gigabytes on the unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. All right, so time to get a little bit more serious, because we do have to talk about Liv and Sedona, which is not a fun topic because it's yet another influencer who is allegedly abusive and needs help immediately. Like, seriously, this is like a situation where I'm like, okay, you have some sort of, and I hate speculating on people's mental health, but it's like something undiagnosed, like something's going on. Why are you treating people this way? This is not normal in any world.
So trigger warning that it involves all of that. But I don't know anything about anyone involved except for the one, like, one-liner I was given by, I think, you and Becca, that Sedona threw Liv off of a four-wheeler, I believe.
And then left her in a jungle.
While they were driving through a jungle. A jungle.
Yes, in Mexico.
A jungle.
Yeah, it gets really, really crazy. And in order to understand this, you need to know our main characters that we're talking about here. But like I said, Sedona has many alleged victims. So Sedona and Liv were girlfriends. Sedona is a basketball player, and she is honestly known for dating and cheating on girls that look exactly the same to me. Like, she has Liv and then she has Riley. So Riley was her ex a couple years ago, I think in 2022, who, spoiler alert, also exposed her for abuse and a bunch of shit. Sedona then started dating Liv, Olivia, and they look the same. They're very short. So she's super tall, like way over 6 feet. And she likes little short girls that have like curly dark hair. Like, it's very, very specific. So when she started dating Liv, I was confused because I was like, why is she dating the exact, like, I always find it weird when people date the exact copies of their ex, or like people that look very similar. It's not exact, but like, I don't know. I mean, I know you have a type, but damn.
She sent me two pictures and I was like, that's not the same girl.
No, it literally looks like the same girl.
And I was like, is she really, really tall? Or is that girl really, really short? And then it was like, both. One, that's the same girl. And two, her type is very short little Latina girls.
As she would describe them, her Latina baddies. I know. That sentence makes me want to fucking vomit. Anyway, so she does play college basketball. She's on her senior year. And honestly, if you've been following her on TikTok, I don't follow her, but I've known of her forever. And it just feels like she's been playing basketball for 50 fucking years. Like, are we done yet?
Well,
like,
she's very tall.
Like, she's just been in college basketball forever. But anyway, so Liv, out of the blue, they broke up. Right? People knew they broke up, and nothing really happened until one night she decided to drop, I think it's a 9-part series on Who the Fuck Did I Take to Mexico? So, you know, spinoff on Risa Tisa, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And when I tell you everyone lost their shit. Everyone's like, oh my God, we cannot believe we're getting this level of detail, because we have text messages, we have specifics, and it's a lot. And not only is it a lot, it's fucking bizarre. It's just like next level abuse from a partner. So she talks about why she's making this series, and basically the reason why she says she's making it is that she had blocked Sedona after everything happened that we're going to talk about. But it turns out you can still get blocked messages, like messages from a blocked user, on your computer. Did you know that?
Oh.
So like, if I block you on my phone, you can still text me and I'll see it on my laptop.
That seems weird.
Right? I think you would have to block them specifically on your computer.
I guess
as well,
also because my computer also gets texts to my email.
Right.
So I feel like you have like
two. Yeah, so it could be.
Yeah.
And the text message was basically saying, you're the one that destroyed everything we had. Okay. So she got really upset when she saw that, because she was like, you're the one that destroyed everything we have. What the fuck are you talking about? And so she's like, you know what? Let's post this little series, shall we? And so there's multiple parts. We're only going to watch a few of them because we can direct you to her TikTok, and we just kind of want to get into the nitty gritty, and I will describe the ones that we're missing. But let's just watch part one, because that one does start it off kind of strong.
Okay. I haven't seen any of them.
Part one of Who the Fuck Did I Take to Mexico? Okay. So we wake up 3 a.m. before the plane ride. Already was scared because she is not good in the mornings. Okay. Was always very angry. So I tried not to step on her toes, tried to stay out of her way until we got to the airport. We got on the plane, everything was fine. And then we sat next to each other, ordered a beer, and I accidentally spilled some of my beer on her leg. So what'd she do? Got up and went and sat on the opposite side of the aisle from me for the rest of the plane ride. And what I do? Looked outside the window and cried until I fell asleep, and until we got to Mexico. The trip that I completely paid for and planned. Planned because she said I didn't plan any dates. Enough dates, or get her enough flowers. Right. Okay. Yeah. So we get off the plane, we get to the shuttle that I booked, and we get on the shuttle. We have beers waiting for us, water waiting for us, and we get into a car crash. Not even 20 minutes into the ride. If that wasn't a sign enough itself from the Mayan gods, I don't know what it was. I should have taken it. But obviously I'm not good at reading signs, okay? The first two nights were fine until the third day came around and she was getting upset that she wasn't in control of the plan. So I told her we could do whatever she wanted to do because it was her birthday. And what she wanted to do was rent an ATV. So we went and got the ATV. We had it for the whole day. And then came nighttime. She looks at me and says, I want to go exploring. I said, okay. And so what did we do? We left our phones in the hotel room and started to drive the ATV in the dark in Mexico.
What?
We're going past the hotels, we're going past the shops, and I'm asking her, where is she planning to go right now? What is her goal? And she says she wants to go to the arch. After the arch, it's pitch black. Like, there are jaguar crossing signs.
Jaguars?
Okay, that's part one. We're gonna stop.
Okay. What? A few things. What? A few things. I know. It's a lot. And honestly, the more I heard, I was like, you're joking. What? What I will say is something that she kind of skims over is her and Sedona were drunk. So she kind of mentions later that Sedona was so drunk she had to be escorted by security. But she doesn't put enough emphasis on the fact that Sedona was driving that ATV drunk and that she got on it willingly, obviously, while she was also drunk. And that's really fucked.
That was one of the first things that I was like, oh, in Mexico, that like even they have the little things at the airport where you get beers. Like, I mean, I've only really been
I remember Cabo, but... when I used to go to all inclusives, they used to have like, you know, those things that the liquor bottles are turned upside down and you just have to put your cup up to it. And like, you know, it's like a dispenser.
Yeah.
They have those in the rooms. So yeah, like I understand they probably were very drunk at this moment. What I do want to say is there's a lot of moments in this story that I actively had to stop myself from being like, what the fuck? Like, why wouldn't you stop this? Why wouldn't, you know, because I think that there's a lot of moments like that, but then you realize there's not a perfect victim. There's a lot of situations that are super nuanced and she's explaining them in 2 minute increments. There's multiple parts in this where it's like, shit, like you guys had a really toxic situation going on. That doesn't take away from Sedona's pattern in relationships and just also who she seems to be as a person. And I would understand that if you're in that relationship, maybe you felt like you had to go along with certain things. I don't know that for sure, but I'm just like trying to piece things together. I would just implore you, if you're listening and you're thinking like, what the fuck, why would she do that? Why does anyone do anything? Honestly, like, it doesn't mean that, like, I mean, I'm sure she looks back at it now, like, what seemed, the fuck was I doing?
It seemed fine at the time. Like, I get it. You do stupid shit. You lost me in jungle.
Jaguar crossing, you really, like, fucking lost me.
Couldn't catch me doing that sober.
Dude, no, literally, I remember there was one time I was super drunk and a guy was like wanting to drag race his friend literally hyperventilated and I said, stop that car. Like, I started screaming. He thought I was a psychopath and I was like, good bitch, you're never fucking seeing me again.
And I'll just want to throw it out there that me reacting to the things they're doing is not me trying to
judging her.
Yeah, no, it's like just like, oh my god, I could never. What are you, oh my god,
I mean, how are we supposed to not react to the thing? Like, yeah, it's fucking insane and I'm sure she knows it's insane. That's why she's telling the story. My kids are fucking screaming like crazy. I'm sorry.
I just anyway. I'm just like, you left without your phone? I wouldn't leave the room without my phone to go. Oh, like,
wait till
anywhere.
You hear why they left it in the room.
And also, by the way, I have also had an experience where I was, I can't even remember who it was now that I think about it. He wasn't like drag racing, but he was like, I don't even remember. They were going to do like donuts or something. Oh my God, no.
Fuck.
I was losing my shit.
Yeah, literally. I have never been down for that shit.
Yeah. I'm not the chill one that's going to be like, yeah, let's go.
At this point, I am begging her to turn it around and for us to do this in the daytime when we have our phones, because we left our phones to be more present in the moment.
Also, I want to be like, they let you do this? But now that I think back, even in, because first of all, Cabo, I don't think there's like jungles within ATVing distance. So I don't know. Do you know where in Mexico they were?
They were in Tulum.
Oh.
So they were in kind of a more rural area, I would assume.
Yeah. No, but even in Cabo, I'm pretty sure we rented Vespas. And I wasn't drunk because I had gotten my appendix out right before we went and I didn't day drink. But I was like baffled that they just like were letting us do it because like they didn't know that I wasn't.
The rules are far less strict.
Yeah.
The regulations are far less strict.
Well, especially just with traffic and stuff and like even just with cars.
Yeah.
She's not answering me. She's just going and going faster. We're now past the arch and it's pitch black and it's the scariest thing I've ever experienced, and I'm begging her, screaming, please stop the ATV, please stop the ATV. And she stops it as hard as she can, shoves me to the ground, looks me dead in my eyes, and then takes off and leaves me in the pitch fucking black. So what do? I get up and I start running for my fucking life because I don't know.
There's
what else.
Jaguar crossings.
I don't know what else to do in that situation. I'm literally telling myself, you're going to make it, Liv. You're going to make it. All I can hear are the sounds of my footsteps on the fucking ground because you can't hear anything else. It's pitch black jungle. Okay? For like 5 minutes, I am running for my life. And the thoughts that were running through my head, I can't even put into words. But I see her headlights coming back. I see the headlights coming back, and as soon as she gets to me, she flips it on its side, and what do? I fucking still run over to her, and I'm like, baby, are you okay? Trying to make sure that she's okay. She shoves me, tells me to get the fuck off of her, that it's my fault we're in this situation, that I held her back.
So I'm like, all right, you just crashed off an ATV. Let me flip this over. It wouldn't start. So then I see a car coming down the street and I wave him down, and it was a car filled with 10 guys in the back of the truck.
Oh, no.
Okay. And thank God that they were good people.
Okay.
I asked them to tow us to our hotel that's a few miles away. They tie up our ATV and she's steering it as we're now going 35 miles per hour behind the back of a truck in the middle of a jungle. She is swerving it, yelling at me. We're broken up. I'm breaking up with you. This is your fault. You're holding me back. And I'm literally saying, okay, we're broken up. Okay, let's just talk about this when we get back. Please stop swerving. I black out. I fly like 7 feet off the freaking ATV. My entire left side of my body completely, completely torn up. And I wake up and I see her already standing and she's making them leave us. Leave, leave. We've got to figure it out. Leave. Thank you for your help. And now they're driving away as I'm picking myself up. And we're now stranded once again in the middle of a jungle with no phones. Now crashed off an ATV. So I push it to the side and I'm like, all right, let's just fucking go. Let's start walking. That's part two. Part three coming.
What? I've never heard a series this insane. Like when I mean, it's weird to call it a series. It's her life. But like when I heard this, I was just like, what do you mean? The car crash in the beginning. ATV crash. Survive that. Get towed by 10 random men in Mexico. And then you're fine. And then you fly off 7 feet because she's swerving. Because again, they were drunk and they were driving, which is Jesus. It's just, it's too much. Let's watch part three so you can get a gist of how they kind of like recover from
that
situation.
I'm like,
if you can call
it
that.
What do you do after that?
Like how do you come back from that?
Do you go to the airport separately when you leave? Like I would
they get to that.
So now we're walking back after both being crashed off an ATV, and I pushed it, by the way, into the jungle. I was like, I will deal with this tomorrow. We're walking now and she is skipping back and forth. Woo, I'm single. Woo, I'm single. Where's my short Latina baddie at? Where's my little Latina baddie? I'm like, what am I even experiencing right now? So then we get into a taxi that happened to be driving down the street. We get into it and we get taken to the hotel, and the hotel security had to escort her up to the room because she couldn't physically hold herself up. But the next day we woke up and it was her birthday.
Oh my God.
So it's now her birthday and I've woken up and I'm kissing on her, loving on her, and I'm like, baby, it's your birthday. Like, let's have a good day today. Let's pretend that yesterday didn't happen. And she shoves me away from her. She's like, we're broken up. I'm done with you. I don't want to spend my birthday with you. Fuck you. And rolls her head into the pillow. So I'm like, how can I make her day better? Still trying.
Oh,
and
God.
I called the ATV guy.
I know.
I was like, yo, we just crashed. Can you have someone come pick me up to figure out what to do? And so he had someone come pick me up on a moped after just crashing on an ATV. So, of course, I didn't want to get on it, but I did. And we have to go find the ATV in the middle of the jungle. And we did. They assessed it. It was $800. So, of course, I just paid for it up front right away. And then I stopped at the pharmacy. I got her ibuprofen, Neosporin, bandages, anything I could think of. And I stopped at the front desk and I was like, hey, we just got an accident. Do you have anything that could possibly help? And brought up a medical team to our room. And when they saw my wounds and then they saw hers, they were like, oh yeah, she needs help first. And I could just see her in the corner of my eye getting pissed off at the fact that I was getting help first. And I was like, I can't do anything right, dude. After the medical team leaves, I literally put Neosporin on her, put bandages on her, and I'm reapplying it every hour. And not once did she ask if I was okay. And I literally at one point was like, do you not understand that I also fell off an ATV too?
that I'm doing everything I can today to make your day better, and you're just pushing me away. And all I got was an eye roll and then a turn into the pillow. So I spent that day for hours circling the hotel room, losing my mind, just thinking of what I could do to wake her up or make her feel better. And she knew I made reservations for 8:30. And she wakes up at 8 o'clock, of course, shoots up right out of bed. She goes, you know what? I'm going to spend my birthday alone. Fuck you.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I know. It's rare I see you speechless.
I just like, what? Why is she such a monster?
You're going to feel even worse when you see the text messages that we're about to see that were on Sedona's birthday. So this whole trip happened because it was Sedona's birthday, which is why Liv paid for the whole trip and all that stuff. And the day of her birthday, by some miracle, she wanted to still make it special. I mean, would I have told her to go fuck herself? Yeah, I would have. I would have. And I think that, you know, I understand everybody's different and every relationship's different and you feel like you can and can't say certain things with certain people, but I would have told her to go royally.
I was like, a better person herself. Than me.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it. She tried to make it special, and basically Sedona told her to go fuck herself, as she just said, and Sedona left. Well, not too long after that, Sedona contacted Liv and was basically like, I love you, just kidding. Like, let's actually slay this birthday. Yeah, it's crazy. So that happens in a series of text messages that she shows. She tells her, I'll probably see you tomorrow. We can pretend like tomorrow is my birthday.
I'm going to get a tattoo, then feed the dogs that are down the street. You would have been too hot, so it's all good. Just took shots with everyone at the tattoo shop. Have a great night, Olivia.
And then Olivia's response is kind of heartbreaking because she's like so forgiving and so nice to her.
Oh my God. No, this the whole time I'm just like, no, why do I just stop?
I know.
Like, I want someone else to be there to like intervene. She goes, I appreciate you for updating me and letting me know. That sounds so fun. I would have loved to experience it with you, but I'm so happy for you to experience these things. Tomorrow can be a beautiful day. It's our last day in such a beautiful place, and we can talk about everything as soon as we get home. I walked around a little and got a coconut. If you need anything at all, you can just call me. I love you. Have so much fun. Oh my God.
To which Sedona says, okay, thanks. I'm glad you're having fun. Bitch, what made you think I was having fun? Because I found a coconut?
Literally, I'm gonna cry. This is awful.
And so then she starts telling her about the tattoo shop and she says,
you should get a tattoo here tomorrow. They are so fun. They gave me shots and a mixed drink and a beer before I even got on the table.
Which I think is like not ethically correct. Just say that. I think that's like something that's really a good thing,
but okay, sure.
It like literally thins your blood, but then also just like, you know, you're gonna be a little bit more wanting to get a tattoo when you're drunk.
Yeah, I'm like, Sedona, I don't know if you should be having shots and a mixed drink and a beer.
To which she shows her a video of her drink is buried deep in her thighs. Yeah. Like, what is that picture? I don't even know what the fuck that is. But Olivia says, oh, I would love to. What a cool experience. Then there's more text messages where Sedona drops a pin and says, my birthday is supposed to be manic. Fuck this planning shit. For real, for real. We can both get inked the fuck up for cheap.
$50 minimum.
And then she says, perfect. Be there soon.
No.
I know.
Turn around.
These are the things where I'm like, okay, obviously they had a dynamic that would I want to engage in that? No, I wouldn't. It was very toxic. I'm sure they both feel that way. I'm sure that Olivia now doesn't love that she participated in it, you know, because I know what people are gonna say. They're gonna be like, why the fuck did you go along with all this crazy shit? You do a lot of things when you're confused, when you're in relationship, when you're in a toxic relationship, you do a lot of shit. And I think that that's the one consistent thing with all of Sedona's exes, which is like they all have a lot of regrets. And she seems to be a very angry, aggressive, controlling person. Yeah. That's like the only thing that I can gather from all of the things and relationships she's been in.
Is that they felt like they had to.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's like a 20-minute walk. I did it. And then she sends like another map, it looks like. And then she goes, tattoo shop is on the left. Perfecto timing.
Not the perfecto. She said, I know Spanish.
Me in Mexico. Gracias. Then Liv says, okay, perfect, perfect. And then she says, they are so fun here. I'm sorry for how I recited. Reacted?
She meant reacted. Yeah, she's a little belligerent.
Mm-hmm. She goes, we can talk about it in Texas, Baba.
I think she meant babe. Or maybe they call each other Baba. I don't know.
Who knows? Let's just enjoy Tulum. And then she likes that. And then she says, I just didn't want to do another beautiful but boring activity. This is the manic shit I want to do before I go back to reality. Not dinner, Bubba, but I love you and I'm so grateful.
That's actually the most insane sentence I've ever heard. It's like, let's go get a fucking tattoo in a shop where they're serving me shots. I don't know anything about any of them. Their artwork, you know, questionable. Who we don't know. We don't know anything about them.
I want to do manic shit.
Yeah, not only that, like the wording and stuff is offensive, but like, what do you mean? You're in Tulum and your girlfriend planned a lovely dinner with you and that is like too planned? That is like, I want to do something more manic. Like, that is my nightmare. I'm not even joking. Truly. I hate unplanned shit.
That's like, I'm like, this is not, about? None of this is ever supposed to be shaming Olivia. It's just like, my anxiety wouldn't have let me do one step ahead. None of this.
Several panic attacks by this point.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. I would have literally ceased to exist.
So Olivia does arrive to this tattoo shop and she describes it as getting into the shop and there were like five girls surrounding Sedona. And she was flirting with one particular one. I believe her real name is Francesca. That's the name that she used. And she was just like very much being flirty with her and not being very nice to Olivia. And then they all decide to go back to a villa where those girls were staying at. And then that turns fucking insane because Sedona starts like isolating herself with that Francesca girl. And then those other girls were being very nice to Olivia and being like, fuck this. Like, you don't deserve this. Like, what the fuck is going on? And click on part six, because I think this is when she describes the exiting of the villa, which was very fucking bizarre.
So I go up to her and I say, you know, I'm gonna leave. I don't deserve to sit here and watch this, so I'm gonna go. And she looks at me and says, if you leave, I'm gonna hurt tonight. So I said, okay, bet. And I walked up over to my girl and I said, I'm ready to leave. And they all turned to her and started screaming at her for me. I didn't even have to say a single word.
Period.
It was like,
period.
I had a little posse. Like a movie scene. But we get all the way to the front of the villa when I realize I still have her phone in my bag.
Good. Keep it.
Me.
So the girls are like, stay here. We're going to run it back to her. You don't go anywhere. Stay right here. So they run back to the villa and I'm at the front now and I just hear blood curdling screams. And I'm like, what is going on? So then I see them running out of the front of the villa, literally running for their life. They're like, we are leaving with or without you. We are leaving right now. Your girlfriend is a psychopath. I'm like, what is going on, bro? They said that the look in her eyes when they gave the phone back to her was the scariest thing that they've ever seen in their life. And the thing is, I know exactly that look. So they leave because something, of course, in me told me to stay with her. And they leave. They get my number. They're like, make sure that you're okay. Please text us. Please stay safe. Like, we love you. We're here for you. And yeah, I went back to go find her and she was laying in the bushes saying that her ankle was broken.
Oh my god,
the drama.
So I picked her up and took her to the front of the villa and got us a...
Did you just say she picked her up? That seems logistically like an issue.
No, I know. It's not funny, but yeah.
No, I'm really not trying.
Maybe adrenaline.
Like, oh my god. Like, this
It seems insane. Yeah.
Took us to the hotel and of course had to have security escort her once again. Bro. And what did I do the next day? Still kiss on her. Still love on her. Be like, baby, let's pretend yesterday didn't happen. Let's pretend today's your birthday.
So that didn't go well because the morning that they woke up, Sedona said, fuck you. I already told my mom that we broke up. So it's like for real, you know, like she's like, fuck you. We're not together. And it turns out that was a lie. She hadn't actually told her mom that they broke up. But anyway.
How are you five? Oh my God.
She tells Liv that she ruined her birthday, that she fucked everything up and basically just says she's a piece of shit, whatever. Obviously that's horrible, but there's a lot that happened. So I'm trying to get to the nitty gritty. So Liv then leaves Mexico without Sedona.
Good.
Crazy note here is Sedona stays in Mexico for 12 more days alone. They were both supposed to leave that day. She stays for 12 more days alone and refuses to speak to anyone, including her own family, except for Liv. Like, that's the only person she will have contact with. For everyone else, she's unreachable. I know this is all insane. This is a lot to take in, so bear with me. But I want to show you part 8, which comes before she talks about Sedona staying in Mexico, because this part shows her reading a message from Sedona that's like, what the fuck is this?
The final straw that broke the camel's back happened. And that's all it took for me to pack my bags and book the nearest flight out of Mexico back to the States. Called my mom, told her everything that happened, and I was out. But what happened was I got blocked. All of the pictures got removed immediately, like I was the one who did something wrong. And that's what started the social media snowball, even though they were the one to come to me, pressing me, saying that if I took it to social media, they would pursue legal action. That was the first thing said to me, not an apology. Freaking, bruh. And look, I never wanted to take it to social media, but it's come to a point where I'm posting normal content and I'm getting pressed about it, as if I'm posting anything alluding to what actually happened. Okay, you're poking the bear. You poked the bear. This is, quote unquote, what I was told by my ex. Have an amazing life, Olivia. Truly, I hope you find your soulmate. It's not me. Best wishes and have a great life. If you do not want any more troubles, then do not go to social media. If you do want to post about our breakup, I will sue you and your family, my baby, until you can no longer put food on y'all's table. And you know that's the truth. Bye, sweet, beautiful angel. I will meet you in the next lifetime.
Is that not the most diabolical, fucking insane message ever? Chills. Oh my God. It makes me so uncomfortable. So that's Olivia's story with Sedona. And it is obviously worth noting, Liv got outed after this whole series came out. She got outed for saying the N-word. There was an anonymous account, like it was not an account linked to anybody necessarily, that had two videos of her saying the N-word. One was to a song and another one was just kind of casually. And so she did apologize for this. People were like, what the fuck? I just met you. Like, what the... what is this? Like, why does this happen with everyone? Because most notably what we just went through with Brooke, like, yeah. It just feels like everybody who has a series is cursed.
When it's when everyone also is like very much on their side. And then it's like, well, yeah, and now what? Like,
we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. I really do like this take that we don't have enough time to sit through the whole TikTok, but maybe Lily can throw it in here. It was someone saying that although her saying the N-word and all of that shit, her apology was bullshit, all of that, that is completely separate from her being a victim of what happened with Sedona. Yeah. And it's weird for people to mix the two.
Two things. I think that Olivia's apology was bullshit just for the simple fact that she apologized to people of color instead of Black people specifically. That phrase is meant to talk about shared experiences and things that collectively impact all people of color. But the individual identities and ethnicities and all of that still needs to be accounted for. If you're apologizing to one specific group that is affected by one specific thing, then you need to address that group directly, not generalize, because that does not affect all people of color. It affects Black people. But another thing is people making their videos reacting to that and including her story about being abused by Sedona. And I'm like, what does that have to do with it? What do those two things have to do with each other? I don't disagree that what she said was disgusting, and it's very interesting that the video came out around this time. But I think if your support for survivors depends on them being perfect or even them being good people, then you don't support people that have survived abuse. I'm not saying you have to be their biggest fan. I'm not saying you have to like them as a person, but you supporting them as someone that survived abuse should not be dependent on them being perfect, because if that is your criteria, there is no survivor that you can support, because none of us are perfect. We've all said and done really stupid shit. Some of us might not even be good people in general, but if you support survivors and you're against abuse, then there shouldn't be this moral standard that they need to reach in order for them to have your support. And you shouldn't be waiting to have an opportunity to revoke your support if it is genuine. But that's just what I think.
Just because a person was a victim of someone's abuse or a really toxic relationship doesn't mean that everything they've done in their life was great. They could still be someone you don't like. Like, you don't have to actively follow or support them, but you can understand that they did go through something that was not okay. And especially with Sedona, it just comes in this pattern that you're just like, okay, this is a person that has caused so much pain. You can't deny that. And it doesn't mean that her saying the N-word was right in any way, shape, or form, that anyone has to accept that apology. No, at all.
Well, and also, I mean, that's similar to, I mean, nowhere near as extreme situation as this, but with the Clinton stuff, we were like, Clinton Kane, this changes nothing. You're weird. Yeah,
Clinton Kane, Alyssa Violet, we're still on your ass. Like, you know, like, that was kind of the sentiment. And that's how I feel about this as well, where it's like, you were wrong for that. And that, and that doesn't still mean,
feel bad and empathize and sympathize for her in this situation, and then also think that she was wrong.
Absolutely. Two things can exist at once. And I do feel like that's important to note, because this is a sensitive situation. Like, this is somebody who, if all of this is as she recounts it, like, went through some serious shit. Like, this is some traumatizing shit for real. Well,
yeah, and then it's like, her saying the N-word is obviously not good.
In any world,
but it doesn't warrant this as, like, she deserves it by any stretch of the imagination.
That's what I think the overlap is on the internet. It's like, keep those two things separate. Yeah. You know, hold her accountable for that, and then also
Sedona accountable for what she did to her.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to acknowledge that, because that did happen after this doc was made, and I was like, holy shit, are you kidding me? Now, some people have noted it's interesting timing that that happened. Like, people were like, did Sedona put that out? I don't know. Speculation. But it's very interesting for sure. Anyway, so she has at least, let me see, I think it's four, five. So she has five total victims, or like people that have come out about the abuse with her.
But this definitely doesn't seem like a, oh, I had a bad weekend.
Not at all. So one of the people that came forward about Sedona was Riley, which is an ex of Sedona's. That was the other really short, curly haired girl. So she put out a bunch of text messages showing everything from, like, she cheated on her. So they were like text messages of Sedona to another girl saying, like, I want to fuck you, but we got to keep it, we got to set our boundaries, a healthy boundary as a friend, like some really crazy bullshit, to other more intense text messages. I think towards the end, she's just gaslighting the fuck out of Riley and making her feel crazy, essentially. And telling her specifically that she's like a lazy partner, like a lazy piece of shit partner. And she says, I hope you have miserable days filled with boring sex for the rest of your life, you fucking rat. Who says that to someone they ever dated? That is insane.
Who says that to anyone?
Right? Riley came out, and what a lot of people noted is she wasn't believed nearly as much as Olivia was believed. And I don't know why that was. I don't know what the difference in the timing was. But yeah, that was
why? That's like, especially when they already then saw that she was like that to Liv. When
you know how the internet is always going to be like, oh, you're just, you want clout. You just want clout. That's what you want. But it just seems like she was just trying to show that Sedona was toxic as fuck. Like, I don't think Riley has a specific story of a necessarily physically, but definitely emotionally she did. And people just, I mean, I think a lot of people did believe her, but a lot of people also didn't. And Sedona maintained her fan base, but not only maintained her fan base, is still in college basketball. And like, people have petitions right now because of the Olivia videos trying to get her out of college basketball. So that didn't happen for Riley, for sure. But so there's a lot there with Riley that we just don't have time to dive into at this moment. Maybe one day we will. But there was someone named Alyssa, I think she goes by Liz Bean on TikTok, and she went on a date with Sedona 4 years ago, and she spoke out about a very, very abusive experience. And it, trigger warning, involves like SA, right? So it's really, really bad. And so she talks about how basically the date went fine, but when it got time for Sedona to take her home, she like locked the doors and was like, well, I didn't come all this way for nothing, type of thing. I don't even want to get into specifics, honestly. That's her story, and I just recounting it feels wrong. So if you want to check it out, we'll link it down below. But she describes it as like not that crazy and it wasn't that bad. And I'm like, girl, I've been there. Like, you can't, you downplay it, but it's just, it's fucked one way or another. Like, it's just, it's what she did was wrong. And so she shows a text message that I have here that I'll read for you that is from Sedona to Alyssa. And it's interesting because Sedona maintains like, I never did anything to you. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But then sent this message, which is like, oh, okay. She says, I don't know if this is your number or not, but this is Sedona. I have been made aware of what is going on and what I have been accused of. The last thing I want to do is involve the police, and I know you don't want that either, but people are harassing my entire team, so I have been in contact with the police chief, and we are ready to go forward with any kind of accusations. I don't want to hurt you in all of this, and I'm sorry that I ghosted you after our date 3 years ago, but I did not R-word you, Alyssa. I want you to heal from this in the best and most healthy way possible, away from the internet. I am offering to pay for counseling counseling or any type of treatment you need, but you need to stop trying to spread false accusations on TikTok. That is wrong and unhealthy, and if you continue, I will have no choice but to press charges. And then it goes on, but we don't see the rest. What do you mean you're offering to pay for therapy for someone you did not
heal from? Essay? What?
Nothing, apparently. So why does she need to heal?
And literally also press charges for bullshit. What?
Slander, I guess, but like, you don't press charges for that, bitch. So Sedona did respond to all of this. She hasn't posted TikToks in quite a while, so I didn't necessarily expect a response here, but she did respond, and it was in a, I believe, Instagram story. I'm not sure if this is a TikTok story. And it says, I'm deeply saddened, disappointed, and heartbroken in what has transpired in the past couple of days. The amount of hate, bullying, and death threats that my family, friends, and I have been receiving is dangerous, irresponsible, and disturbing. From quote-unquote kill yourself to quote-unquote I hope you die, the rhetoric is cruel, malicious, and mentally draining. I can't be silent anymore. There is so much judgment and scrutinization, I don't think that's a word,
scrutiny,
but yeah, by many from afar, with opinions and verbal attacks on stories with false narratives and inaccurate information that do not give honesty and with transparency. This is reckless and disheartening. No one deserves to go through something like this. As I continue to take some time off and continue to focus on my well-being, health, and commitments, I sincerely want nothing but the best for everyone, especially those I was able to share my life with in a relationship. This is a very serious matter that I don't take lightly. It has significantly affected those around me, including my family. This will be the only time I will comment on this situation. I will let my legal counsel take it from here.
Look who's the pillar of morality now.
That was very much a non-answer, in my opinion. Because, like, if that was not true, if those things didn't happen, just be like, I literally have no fucking clue where this girl got this, like, this story. Like, what are you talking about? But, again, the common thread is always everyone has an issue with Sedona. Sedona's like, what are you talking about? I never did this. I mean, I'll pay for your therapy, but I never did this. And that is concerning. Again, I know people were like very quick when they saw the N-word videos from Olivia. They were just like, oh, never mind. But it's like, there is a pattern here, and she continues to harass and mess with women and engulf them in these really toxic situations. That's not okay. Like, she is not only an influencer, but she is a college basketball player that I don't know if she's gonna go play in the WNBA. Like,
yeah, that's weird. And it said on the doc that TCU put out a statement that they are not getting rid of her,
that they're keeping her on.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Great.
TCU says Sedona is still on the team after they received how many signatures? 164,000 signatures on a petition.
Shut the fuck up.
And they're keeping her.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that all in all, Sedona is somebody that needs to get her shit together before she gets in any other relationship. And that's me putting it very mildly to my actual opinions of like, please stop dating people. How do you have the balls to do this when you're not only an influencer, but a college basketball player? Like, you literally think that none of this shit's gonna get out. You're just gonna run a fucking
That's how
milk.
I feel about every single time we cover something like this, though. And I'm like, how did you think no one was gonna know and no one was gonna like tell anyone else? Like, you're that confident that you have that much power over them?
Yeah, that's why they do it. Cause they do genuinely feel like it's never gonna get out. But it's out, surprise. Anyway, that's that story. A lot of people, I mean, literally we've been getting tagged in Sedona and Liv stuff nonstop. So that is a Sedona and Liv thing.
I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was that bad.
I know. We need to end with a we love the internet because that was really harsh. We need a palate cleanser more than ever. Okay, unfortunately, the only one I have is making fun of Sophia LaCourt.
That's fine with me.
And honestly, that's where I got the Disney Channel insults from, because it says Disney Channel original movie insults. And then it's from this creator called Laro, whose caption says, all I'm saying is Miss Sophia is lucky it wasn't me, LMAO.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you owned him. Color.
I know his shirt. I know it's sweet, but it's so on point. I was like, oh my God.
That's it. I get it. Makes sense that she like is in acting classes and stuff, because that whole thing was just like...
But it wasn't even giving good actor. It was giving Hallmark movie
villain.
No,
yeah, for sure. Here's a good one. Oh, God. Or should we watch Reagan's Husband?
Yes. Oh, my God, please.
Can we do two? This one's really short.
Yeah.
It's a dog that is experiencing snow for the first time.
He's like this little bunny. Do you think he's jumping because he's happy or because his paws are too cold?
I think he would go inside if they were too cold.
Okay.
She does this for hours every day without getting bored.
That's so cute. Stop it. And she, of course, she has to be a fucking... What is it? That's a dachshund. No? Dachshund?
Someone made fun of us for how we were pronouncing it, so I'm just not going to say it again. But let's end it with one more. For good measure.
You know what I've been really into lately? Papa John's pizza. What do you think about that?
I love Papa John's pizza.
Why are they so good?
Okay, so I actually haven't had it for so many years. But in college, that was, they had one in like our MU, like the Memorial Union. It's where they had food. They would sell slices that were really big, which is like not something you can get from normal Papa John's. Oh my God. They were so good. And then I would also order them all the time. And for a while, when I moved home after college, they had an apple pie dessert pizza.
Ooh.
So good. I'm really sad because they don't have
it. I just finished the last of that apple, caramel apple Kringle thing you bought.
I have a little bit. I got one too when I ordered two.
Oh.
I order them all the time. Oh, and I eat them. So
she's
like, I think I'm
my
gaining
birthday
weight.
From California.
I'm like gaining weight because of how much I order them.
Oh my God. Okay. This, we love the internet, is diabolical. This is Ray Gunn's husband. If you didn't know, that's her coach. But you may see when you watch him dance where she may have gotten some inspiration from.
And by inspiration, it was like
copying.
Can I see her homework so I can copy it? But I'll change it a little.
No, stop it. Stop it. Not the... Oh my God. Not the kangaroo hop. He invented it. Of course he did. Why wouldn't he have? Their floor work is in
It just
slow motion.
Looks... that. I was just gonna say, why does everything look like they're in slow motion? Like, I... Someone said this whole thing needs to be turned into a film starring Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell, and I can't unsee it. And that is how I felt, because it literally is like a stupid sitcom where it's like, oh my God,
I
injured the person that's supposed to compete, so I have to go take their place and just pretend I can do it.
Like, it's like if somebody literally got injured for the Olympics and then it was me and Asim having to step in. Like,
and you're
this
like,
is giving those vibes.
We can do this. We can trick everyone. No, you
absolutely
can't.
Oh my
He's
God.
On his butt!
Like, what is that? The comical. I can't. Not the reach back. That was so good.
What do you mean?
Oh my God.
He's literally like, he just lays on the ground and just like moving to the beat poorly. Like, the lack of rhythm mixed with the lack of anything. I've never in my life said I am a better dancer than anyone. And you know what?
You're a better dancer.
I think
than
so.
Him.
I think so.
I think so too.
This is fucking insane.
Yeah, some of those were straight up just stretches. You know, I don't understand what
that's
that
generous.
Was. Anyway, I'm three IPAs deep. Oh, I need to go.
I need to
before
get
I say
the,
something even worse than I've already said. If you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And as always, we hope you have a beautiful week, and we will see you on Friday.
Bye. No cheers. Just bye.